Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're in Sheni of Emor, which deals with many of the halachos of the kahuna, beginning with Balmum, and then moving on to issues of Tumah, Avina Zrumi Kadshe, B'nai Yisrael, V'lo Yichalo Hashem Kadshe, issues of Zar as well. The Ramban points out in the world of Balmum that it moves min hakavid al hakal, so to speak, that the most dramatic kind of Balmum is somebody who's mechusar ever. And then you're dealing with an etzem, which is nishbar, and then you're dealing with the issues that are more aesthetic in nature. In other words, there's nothing that's fundamentally missing, but the way that things appear aesthetically can also render one a balmum within this framework. The Ramban has a fascinating diuk between two different categories here as far as they relate to Aaron himself, the first being balmum, the second in terms of tumah. So if you look carefully, it says, Daber al Aaron, Ish mizarachaladarusam asher yevamum lo yikrav lakriv lacham lokav. So the Ramban says it sounds like Aaron. It's not possible that it could happen to him. Ish mizarachaladarusam, and he says, and Achanami, it really couldn't happen to Aaron. Kimalach Hashem zvakos hu, because Aaron was a different madrega, right? Kisif sekoin yishmerudas v'ter yivakshu mipiu. Kimalach Hashem zvakos hu. Now normally we think Malach Hashem zvakos. Reading Dom Meharav, Malach Hashem zvakos yivakshu Torah mipiu v'imlav. It's about his ethical, moral, spiritual persona, but the Ramban thinks that there's an aesthetic component as well. Masha'ein Kain, later on in the Aliyah, when we talk about Vinazrum, because Shev Ne Israel, Velo Yichalu Hashem Kachi, Asherhe Makdishim Li, the subject there is Tuma and Tara. It says, Daver Alaron V'Albanav, right? That it's directed not only to the Bnei Aaron, but to Aaron, because Aaron could theoretically become Tame. There could be an issue of Tumas Aguf, or Tumas Saras, or, Tumas Meis, even it'd be Mechuyev in the case of Meis Mitzvah. So the Ramban is developing a fascinating chiluk between Tuma. You could have just said, Kimalach Hashem Tzvakosu, so how could he become Tame? So the Ramban is suggesting that, no, there's a fundamental distinction between Balmum, which again is not an ethical or moral lapse, chalila v'chas, but it has to do something with the ma'amad of Aaron is a malach Hashem tzvakos, and tuma, which is inherently reversible status. So that is something that in principle could happen to Aaron. Whether or not it did is a separate matter, but the Ramban is trying to draw a fundamental chiluk between the psul of balmum and the psul, on the other hand, of tameh.